With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi appeared at her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill for the post of U.S. Attorney General. In her opening statement, she listed her objectives for the Department of Justice.
I will fight every day to restore confidence and integrity to the Department of Justice and each of its components. The partisanship, the weaponization will be gone. America will have one tier of justice for all.
She also pledged to protect the First Amendment right to free speech and religion, as well as the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and to reform the Federal Bureau of Prisons. At his confirmation hearing for Secretary of State, Florida Senator Marco Rubio said voters have given President Trump a strong mandate when it comes to foreign policy.
They want a strong America. A strong America engaged in the world, but guided by a clear objective to promote peace abroad and security and prosperity here at home. That is the promise that President Trump was elected to keep. And if I am confirmed, keeping that promise will be the core mission of the United States Department of State.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump reportedly considering an executive order that would save TikTok from a ban or sale in the near future. According to reports, the order would suspend enforcement of the TikTok ban or sale law for 60 to 90 days. The Chinese-owned app is scheduled to be banned in the U.S. starting Sunday. Members of Congress have also introduced a bill to extend the deadline on a ban on that social media app. Firefighters working to control the Palisades fire are taking part in a first-of-its-kind cancer study. The Wildlife Conservancy is tracking how the extreme conditions increase their cancer risk. This is SRN News. An analysis of the new Congress brings some bad news.
The number of Catholics in the legislature is near an all-time high, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they will help the pro-life effort while in office. In fact, the National Right to Life Congressional Scorecard indicates that while 54 Catholic members of the House are pro-life, another 70 are pro-abortion. In the Senate, there are 14 pro-abortion Catholics to just 8 pro-life ones. This despite the fact that being pro-life is a key requirement of the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia's new governor, Patrick Morrisey, was sworn in on Monday, vowing to keep the state conservative. He was the state attorney general since 2013, where he made a big defense of pro-life laws, school voucher programs, and efforts to keep boys out of girls' bathrooms and locker rooms in public schools. He plans to eliminate the liberal diversity, equity, and inclusion program. This is SRN News. U.S. officials say the recovery of tens of millions of dollars in Social Security payments to dead people is just the tip of the iceberg. We hear more on the story from correspondent Donna Water.
The U.S. government says so far it has recovered more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were erroneously given to dead people. The money was reclaimed as part of a pilot program after Congress gave the Treasury Department access to the Social Security Administration's full master file of dead people going back to 1899. The Treasury Department projects it'll recover more than $215 million during the three-year period it has access to the federal database, which ends at the end of 2026. Donna Water, Washington.
Biden administration's spending spree continues as it cancels $4.5 billion worth of student loan debt. More details at SRNnews.com.